Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess.
Thank
he
you.
Bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yes.
So God is about to lift you up. This morning, it reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself.
Yes,
found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Or y'all ain't going to pray with me. But as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thanks.
You're there ain't got no job.
Thanks.
You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're accepting it.
Thanks,
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning. I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to his...
The thing, this is the Bible study tonight. And I want to understand right now. I'm praying all of that, the hate that's going on by the Jews, and the Jews just got him. And I don't care what you say, killing women and children, houses, is that's mass murder. And you know they hollered about Hitler killed 6 million. Now you know why all this stuff that's going on. What's good for the gang is good for the good. So tonight I want to bring you, get your people, or you might write down and put this in your mind, or you can tell somebody else, the war ain't right. People being killed, they done killed so many people, and so many people are homeless. They ain't gonna be in the tents. Country talking about bringing the immigrants in, and they are urinating in balls and they feces and sacks and throw it in the yard. Those people are filthy, and the people need to clean up. What about them that got their arms shot off? What about them that are working and they put them in prison? But these people robbing and stealing and killing, and they still walking around. The Democrats and Republicans come together, stop these talk and move some people out in the neighborhood. That's what's going on. But I want to say this tonight before we get started. I share our ancestors. I invoke our ancestors, East, North, and South. I invoke our ancestors. I invoke them to you. This is the last month of the year. I want you to read Psalms 119, East, West, North, and South, and Isaiah 60, Mary. I want you to get ready. And I want you to read that angel. Let me say that there was 7 eagles fishing. There was 7 angels keeping watch. There was 7 guard heads. Now, when you write that down, and you write it on the paper, and you Psalm 27, Psalm 51, Pearl, call me. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. This is Bible class tonight. I want to get you to another level. I want to thank Mother that was in the description. I wanted to talk about the Jews that's killing all these people, and ain't nobody saying nothing. The Americans said, we want the war to continue. It ain't no war. It's a killing. Killing children. And ain't nobody saying nothing across this world. So I want to tell you, Sister Roshana, God bless you. Hang on to that job you got. And I want you to be all right. But this is what I want to say to you tonight. As you get ready to come to Jesus of the season. The ancestors is the reason for the season. The God of the universe. I said 7 Godheads. The God of creation. The archangels. And then the eagles. And I'm telling you this because the eagles water come up with fish. That's prosperity for you. Psalm 38, Psalm 74, Psalm 11, Psalm 72, and Psalm 23. I said it, I ain't saying it no more, but I want to go into right this time because you need to know that they kill innocent people. I want to say this here. Black folks have been discriminated against. We have been locked up. We're in jail. We've been murdered. We've been hung, been lynched. This country gives $14 million of crime. Another $7 million to Israel. But what about Chicago? What about Detroit? What about right in Mississippi and Arkansas where people are suffering with water? People are suffering, got no water, food. Yeah, I see them people starving, but it's man-made. It ain't God. But God's going to, I'm doing my prophecy. And one of my prophecies, I got my prophecy book. You can send for it. So Bishop, send me the prophecy. You want the prophecy for 2023 or prophecy for 2024? I got the prophecy for 2024. I'm working on it now. And some things in there. And I said, most stuff I got to add in there. I last night I was praying to the black mama, which is the black mother, baby Jesus. I was sending good spirits out for all our people were so misplaced. Let's deal with this Jewish thing right now.
Then the powers that be of their survival and control over the masses. There's a statement that says you know
and the truth will set you free.
And the truth will make you free. I found out that freedom is something that everybody says they want. But freedom is not something. Because it helps them to function better. And that's so tragic.
I say.
The subject of the message today is, and I chose these words carefully. The subject of the message today is the illegitimacy of a people. Now, my research caused me to end up with a 26-page document. And I ended up with five. So I'm going to move through this as quickly, but yet as slowly as I can, because you can't afford for this to get past. I want to tell y'all about a people who I have found in my sincere research. On this planet. My research has revealed to me that a legitimate, verifiable existence of these people cannot be found before the 6th century AD. powerful controllers in the areas of finance. They own all the banks. They are the principal controllers in the area of government. Entertainment, politics, history, maybe I should say his story, and religion have seduced the world into being convinced of that which is not true. Came on the scene about 1100 years ago, have seduced the world and convinced them into believing what is not true. Lord have mercy. These people have in fact written a history. They made up a history. They fabricated a history that's not only false. They identify them as God's chosen and blessed people above all the other races on the planet.
Associated under bogus name.
so-called father of the Hebrew people called Abraham or Ibrahim, which never existed. That man never existed. They also created another infamous identity called Israelites. Never trust someone, y'all, that a lot of people don't want to hear about the but the man who these people convinced us was a madman. These people that I'm talking about told us that this man was a because they said so. Everybody say this, when you control literature, you control what people think. Convince the world that a man named Adolf Hitler was a madman. And we all grew up understanding that Hitler was a tyrant, was a madman. After doing some research on this, I found out, and this is my opinion, that it was these liars. Thank you. portraying George Bush.
Wow.
Pastor, how you know they talk about They made up this story that we call the Old Testament. Their lie, their Torah, their Bible.
The name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me